as the development of the transistor progressed, not just in RCA, but in Bell Laboratories and other places, it was recognized fairly early in the game that the point contact transistor would probably never be the workhorse of the transistor industry, even back in the 1950s. And so the industry started evolving toward junction devices, which appeared to be more controllable. So RCA began to experiment with alloy junction transistors fairly early in the game, particularly in Princeton. And I became fascinated with the potential as a power device, and started experimenting with larger and larger alloy devices. And, of course, the size determined to some extent the heat-carrying capability of the device, and that as you that we needed to have larger area junctions in order to handle the heat that would be dissipated. And, these evolved into devices that amplified fairly well and also produced fairly good fidelity in the power situations. In fact, some of the papers that I wrote discussed the design of these devices. At RCA, we were fairly early in that power device business, but I think other companies as well were experimenting with power devices. We were not alone.